Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
When we come to 1 Chronicles 2, verses 18 to 55, we discover a strange thing. We might call it the genealogy of grace. Here is a lengthy and detailed record of the family of Caleb. It could almost be described as a portrait of spiritual adoption. Caleb, we know, was a Kenite, not an Israelite. Some have suggested that this must be another Caleb, but that's highly unlikely. Would there be another Caleb with a daughter named Aksa, verse 49? And at the end of Caleb's line we read, quote, "These were the Kenites who came from Hamat, the father of the house of Rechab." 1 Chronicles 2, verse 55. Thus, the Rechabites were also Kenites. Jeremiah 35, verses 2 to 10. The Kenites lived around the patriarchs, mostly on the southern border of the land near Arad. Genesis 15, verses 18 to 21. Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, was a Kenite. Judges 1, 16. As was Heber, the husband of Jael. Chapter 4, verse 11. All these, with the exception of Caleb's family, seem to have dwelt alongside, but not as part of, the nation of Israel. However, Caleb represented the tribe of Judah as their spy, Numbers 13, verse 6, and due to his unswerving faithfulness, was given his inheritance first at Hebron, in the midst of Judah's territory, before any Israelites received theirs. You'll forgive me if my mind wanders to the New Testament and the words of the Lord to the newly converted Paul. He said Paul's ministry was to take the good news to, quote, the Gentiles, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, and that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Acts 26, verses 17 and 18. One day, praise his holy name, the gospel came to our towns, to our houses, to our hearts, and we too were added into the genealogy of grace.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.